This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
I really didn't know what to expect. I was surprised. I've noticed that that is the way it is, and I understand that historically it's been like that.
Representative Barbara Carpenter of Baton Rouge is new to the Louisiana House. The Dean of International Education at Southern University, she says she was a bit stunned to see nearly all the African-American representatives seated on one side and toward the back of the chamber.
Well, it kind of bothers me. I looked at it, but I'm just not sure because I don't even know how the seat assignments are done. I was just assigned a seat.
Representative Ed Price of Gonzales says it's not what it appears.
Yes, there are more African-American to the right, but we are sprinkled around the House. We're just not on one side. The seat assignments are actually given by seniority.
When a seat becomes vacant, it's offered to the most senior representatives first. For example, 14 seats opened up this time just because of term limits. New members are allowed to choose from among the seats unclaimed by returning representatives. Price says members, who sit two to a desk, often choose to sit with fellow Republicans or fellow Democrats.
And you just feel more comfortable if you know that your seatmate is also a member of your party.
For example, another group of African-American representatives sits on the opposite side and toward the front with the rest of the New Orleans area contingent.
It is by choice, so it's not that any one given thing, anybody saying, okay, you have to sit over there, because you don't.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.